Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Short Stories, where we turn your ideas into some awesome adventures. Today's story comes to us from our live Zoom session with our premium subscribers. Woohoo! They came up with some awesome ideas for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com. Send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready for today's story? Me too. Let's go. Flutter the butterfly was just waking up. She lived on one of the most beautiful places in the whole wide world, on the top of Flower Mountain. This mountain, as you could probably guess, is completely covered in flowers. The most stinkiest, smelly flowers you could ever imagine. But the good thing is, Flutter and her friend Noah, their noses don't work. They can't smell. The flowers are pretty, and that's all they care about is being around these gorgeous, beautiful flowers. But no other creature wants to go on the top of that stinky, stinky flower mountain. Well, unfortunately, word got out that this stinky mountain was very stinky.
What is that? Bubble ninjas, do you smell that?
Yes, boss. It smells deliciously stinky. What are you thinking?
Oh, Purple Ninjas, I think we should definitely go over to that mountain and take all of those flowers. That would be a beautiful, stinky, smelly thing that I want right now. Go, go, go.
And just like that, Dr. Stinky Breath flew his blimp up to the mountain, and the Purple Ninjas all jumped out with buckets. Big buckets, ready to pick all of the flowers. Noah! Flower shouted. Noah was a buzzing bee that lived on this flower mountain. I'm over here, shouted Noah. Flutter and Noah were best friends, and they always loved to do everything together. And all of a sudden, they saw something that was not right. Flutter, do you see? What are those purple creatures doing over there? They're taking our flowers! Flutter and Noah were both very sad because those were their special flowers that they loved so much. Why would they do such a thing? Flutter and Noah looked at each other and there was nothing they could do. Those purple creatures were way bigger than them. Oh no.
All right, guys, it looks like we got all the flowers. Let's get back to the blimp. I think the boss is going to be really happy.
The purple ninjas have just taken every single flower off of this mountain. As Noah began to cry. Flutter came over and said, it's going to be okay, Noah. Don't worry. We are going to find a way to get our flowers back from those evil purple creatures. You see, they didn't know what a purple ninja was. They were not on the spy team, but don't worry. Flutter and Noah both knew how to choose to be brave. That's the most important part, right? If we know how to choose to be brave, then we can do almost anything. Bzz, 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 bzz. What was that? Flutter and Noah both turned around. They heard a sound. Bzz, 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 bzz. What is this? Noah picked it up. It was some kind of black box with a button. And they pushed it.
Flutter and Noah, this is Spy HQ.
What is Spy HQ? Said Noah.
Don't worry. We will train and provide everything that you need, but We just heard that Dr. Stinky Breath has stolen all of your flowers, and we need your help. We're going to send you his coordinates and some very important information. Good luck. Flutter and Noah looked at each other. They couldn't believe it.
Was this the real Spy HQ? Flutter said. I think so.
Noah and Flutter opened up the package, and inside was a whole bunch of glitter and a note that said, "The evil scientist whose name is Dr. Stinky Breath is very allergic to glitter. This will get you started, but you need more. You need to fly to Glitter Mountain."
I didn't tell you about Glitter Mountain. There's a mountain just next door to Flower Mountain that is full of all these caves. Caves that go deep, deep into the mountain. And inside these caves is full of glitter. And that's exactly what Spy HQ wanted this butterfly and bee to do. They wanted them to go to those caves and collect as much glitter as they possibly could. All right, Noah, are you ready?
Bzz, bzz, I'm ready.
Flutter and Noah took off flying for the mountain. Those glitter caves were very sparkly and they couldn't wait to get there. As they arrived, they walked inside.
"Who's there?"
shouted a voice from inside the cave.
"Oh, hi. Oh, this is Noah, and my name's Flutter. It's very nice to meet you. We're sorry to bug you, but we're just here. We need to get some glitter. Is this a glitter cave?"
"Yes, it's my glitter. You can't have it. Go away."
"Oh, well, you see, there's this very evil person who just stole all the flowers, and we were told he's allergic to glitter, and this is the only way we can get it back."
Okay, come on in."
As they walked inside, they didn't know what kind of creature was making that sound from inside Glitter Cave. As they walked inside, there it was. Oh, it was a little fairy.
"Hi, my name's Glitter, and it's my job to protect all of this glitter. But if it's a very important reason, then you can have some of it."
"Oh, wow. Here, let's fill up these buckets." Flutter and Noah brought over their buckets and picked up a shovel and started shoveling in scoops after scoop of glitter.
"Okay, well, if you need any more, just come on back. Bye."
"All right, Noah, we gotta hurry back. Let's go."
Flutter and Noah picked up those heavy buckets that were now completely full of glitter and started flying towards Dr. Stinky Breath's blimp.
"Purple ninjas, great job. You have made me very happy, which doesn't happen very often. Oh, those flowers smell terribly stinky. I love it."
"Oh, good, boss. We're really glad that you're finally happy with us."
Dr. Stinky Breath spread all the flowers over his entire blimp to make it the most smelliest, stinkiest place in the whole wide world. But remember, Flutter and Noah, they don't smell things, so it doesn't bother them. As Flutter and Noah arrived at the blimp, they had to come up with some kind of plan with the glitter.
"Oh, Noah, what if we sprinkle some of the glitter on the flowers, and then when that crazy guy, when he goes to smell the flowers, the glitter will go right in his nose and he'll start sneezing. And then maybe that'll be our chance to get our flowers back."
Flutter and Noah squeezed through a little hole on the side of the blimp because they were pretty small, and they flew inside undetected. As they flew around, they spread the glitter from flower to flower to flower. And I think it's about to work.
"Here, boss, we made you a beautiful bouquet of these stinky flowers. Here, smell them."
The purple ninjas had picked up some of the flowers with glitter on it, and they're telling him to smell it. It's gonna work.
"Oh, yes, bring it right here." What is that smell?
Something.
Dr. Stinky Breath started to sneeze uncontrollably.
Oh no, what's going on?
Noah and Flutter, now is their chance. They started grabbing all the flowers one by one, filling up all of their arms and hands and ears and nose and mouth and everything. They were completely covered in flowers.
Stop them!
The purple ninjas screamed as Flutter and Noah were able to sneak out the back door with all the flowers.
Woohoo! We did it, Noah! Said Flutter.
Wow, let's bring our flowers back to our mountain and never let those purple creatures back ever again.
The end.
Wow, that was such an awesome adventure. And you know what time it is. It's time for kid shout outs. I want to say hey to Carson from Wisconsin, Weston from West Seattle, Helen from Illinois, Charlotte, Tabia and Tristan from Toronto, Olivia from Indianapolis, Ruby from Colorado, Nala from North Vancouver, Poppy from Monticello, Illinois, and all of my friends on our live Zoom. This is Mr. Jim, and I hope you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye.